No, thank you very much, Peter. You are aware that SADC has been highly involved and engaged in the Zimbabwean political situation. That is with the facilitation of the President Zuma on behalf of SADC. And SADC has been a guarantor of the global political agreement, which I think you remember very well, that was signed in September 2009. From the time Zimbabwe signed the global political agreement 4.5 years ago, SADC and the African Union have been guarantors of this agreement, and to ensure that they bring together through the SADC mediator or mediation led by South Africa, South African President Zuma. So that has been SADC engagement in Zimbabwe. And even up to this end, SADC is making sure that as we go towards election, Zimbabwe will be assisted whichever way to ensure that all parties agree and come together to a common ground to ensure that Zimbabwe holds a credible, free and fair election at the time the date of elections will be publicly announced by the president.
So how soon will SADC electoral observers go to Zimbabwe to ascertain the situation there and monitor the poll?
SADC observers have been in Zimbabwe from just before the referendum up to now as we speak. They have been very much engaged in Zimbabwe, interacting with different political parties under the SADC Electoral Council. I think that has been since before the referendum. So we are the assist, and the bulk of other observers will be in Zimbabwe as soon as member states are ready, which is what we are working on now. The SADC Secretariat is busy trying to put up together the team that will go into Zimbabwe, the SADC Electoral Observer Mission. But they have been there since March. They are in Zimbabwe, going around, interacting with all stakeholders.
Some political groupings in Zimbabwe have often expressed concern about the possibility of violence and all that. Security-wise, how is SADC cooperating with Zimbabwe to ensure a peaceful vote?
I know the peaceful vote will be ensured by Zimbabweans. SADC is assisting and facilitating the electoral processes in Zimbabwe. But everything is really in the hands of Zimbabwe. Zimbabweans are responsible people, and they must take this responsibility further to ensure that the electoral process goes on freely, without intimidation. This is their election. It is not SADC election. It's Zimbabwean elections. And Zimbabweans have to abide by the rules and have to conform to the guidelines governing democratic elections in SADC. So I think SADC will guarantee, as long as Zimbabweans are also adhering to the principles.
Based on your observation and your SADC's involvement, how ready will the Electoral Commission be to administer a credible vote?
I may not be able to answer that, the readiness, but as SADC, what we do is to interact with the member state holding elections, including those who are managing elections. In this case of Zimbabwe, it's the Zimbabwean Electoral Commission. And they are ready. And Zimbabweans have known that they will be going for elections 5 years ago, from 2008. And this is not something new to them. They knew that even if it was a GPA or the Government of National Unity, they would still have to go for elections after 5 years. So it is a process. Election is not the one. So it's a process in each and every SADC member state, including Zimbabwe. So we are convinced that Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is ready. They need to get onto this process. Actually, the referendum was a test case, which they managed very well. And I think everybody was very, very happy to see that under the circumstances, under this illegal sanctions that Zimbabwe has been put under, they managed to pull through, and the referendum was a very well managed process, which is almost the test case for the main election.
What will be SADC's message to the people of Zimbabwe as they go to the poll?
No, what SADC says to Zimbabweans is, Zimbabweans, as our brothers and sisters of the SADC family, please, this is your time. Ensure that whatever you do, conforms to your own principles, because Zimbabwe, among other countries, has actually domesticated the SADC principles governing democratic elections. And this is their chance to choose the government of their own choice. And we are here supporting them. We'll be them trying to support whatever they need our support. But as SADC family, we are looking forward to being with them through this process.